From Church Leaders, How to Come Unto Christ, by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. How does one come unto Christ? The Scriptures give scores of examples and avenues. You are well acquainted with the most basic ones. The easiest and the earliest comes simply with the desire of our heart. The most basic form of faith that we know, if ye can no more than desire to believe, Alma says, exercising just a particle of faith, giving even a small place for the promises of God to find a home, that is enough to begin. See Alma chapter 32, verse 27. Just believing, just having a molecule of faith, simply hoping for things which are not yet seen in our lives, but which are nevertheless truly there to be bestowed, that simple step, when focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, see Alma chapter 32, verse 21, has ever been and always will be the first principle of His eternal gospel, the first step out of despair. Second, we must change anything we can change that may be part of the problem. In short, we must repent. Perhaps the most hopeful and encouraging word in the Christian vocabulary. We thank our Father in heaven, we are allowed to change. We thank Jesus, we can change. And ultimately, we do so only with their divine assistance. Certainly not everything we struggle with is a result of our actions. Often it is the result of the actions of others or just the mortal events of life. But anything we can change, we should change, and we must forgive the rest. In this way, our access to the Savior's atonement becomes as unimpeded as we, with our imperfections, can make it. He will take it from there. Third, in as many ways as possible, we try to take upon His identity, and we begin by taking upon us His name. That name is formally bestowed by covenant in the saving ordinances of the gospel. These start with baptism and conclude with temple covenants, with many others, such as partaking of the sacrament, laced throughout our lives as additional blessings and reminders. Teaching the people of his day the message we give this morning, Nephi said, "Follow the Son with full purpose of heart, with real intent. Take upon you the name of Christ. Do the things which I have told you I have seen that your Lord and your Redeemer will do." 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 13 and verse 17. Following these most basic teachings, a splendor of connections to Christ opens up to us in multitudinous ways. So we step, we strive, we seek, and we never yield. Note, from an April 2006 General Conference address. Share your experiences. Share how you're coming unto Christ and read the experiences of other youth at lds.org/go/come10ne. End of the section from Church Leaders. How to Come Unto Christ by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Dwayne Case.